Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called Retail Evolution. In just the past week, I've had several conversations about the future of retail and how drastically shopping is, as we know it, is going to change. From these provocative discussions, it's become clear to me that retailers must change the way they think about and build their brands or face extinction. Some of the observations about retail from our conversations include the role of the physical store has changed. They're no longer distribution centers. Instead, they're experience and service providers. Going shopping is being replaced by shopping moments. Shopping is no longer only a discrete planned activity, as something that often happens throughout a person's normal course of going through the day. Those retailers which offer truly integrated multi-channel shopping are the ones that are growing. The value of department stores and shopping malls is declining since online players fulfill the desire for multiple product lines and brands in a single, quote, location more effectively than physical retailers. And wallets are becoming as unnecessary as watches. Smartphones are easier to use, provide more functionality, and offer greater security. Several data points speak to these changes. First, there's Tesco's Home Plus. The company erected billboards on a subway platform in Korea that allow customers to shop using QR codes. When the online purchase is done, the goods are delivered to their door once they get home. Then there's the growth in airport retail. Stephanie Clifford recently reported in the New York Times about the growing number and diversity of retailers opening stores in airports. And finally, Progressive Insurance. Viewers can now Shazam their ads. While watching a Progressive ad, viewers can use the mobile app to receive an auto insurance quote and interact with the brand in fun ways, like downloading custom wallpaper onto the device. These changes have broad and significant implications for retailers' operating models, technological capabilities, and growth strategies. There are also serious implications for retailers' brands. A few different brand-building requirements for retailers come to mind. First, about creating awareness and staying top of mind. No longer can retailers rely on good advertising placement and real estate selection to get and stay on people's radar screens. The growing, quote, on-demand shopping, retailers must be in the right places at the right times. That requires knowing your customers' lifestyles and behavior patterns to such a degree that you can anticipate when shopping moments are likely to occur, and even perhaps prompt them. Anthropologically based research methodologies are critical to developing this level of customer intimacy. Second, fulfilling orders. Retailers must create a great experience at the second moment of truth. The first moment of truth, a concept popularized by P&G's former CMO Jim Stengel, refers to the instant and when a shopper encounters a product on the shelf, and suggests that the final moment of truth refers to when the person actually uses the product. Now, in between those two moments of truth lies another one, the fulfillment moment, when people take possession of their purchases. With ordering products over mobile or internet, this moment happens through shipment and delivery to the shopper's home or business. I also believe there's a growing demand for retail stores to offer delivery. The speed and security of shipment and delivery, as well as the way the shipping package looks and feels when it arrives, are moments of truth for the brand. They have an impact on brand perceptions and, as such, need to be designed and executed as carefully as advertising, packaging, and point-of-purchase materials in retail. Finally, using brand signals. Retailers can control the physical environment in store and the virtual one online and in mobile, but when shopping happens in environments out of the retailer's control, they still must consider how to use brand signals to create a distinctive and memorable brand experience. As increased accessibility leads customers to emphasize convenience and price, there's the risk that they become brand agnostic. So the consistent or prominent use of a logo or visuals in the shopping environment is not enough to make a brand impact. Retailers should think about how other senses can be engaged and experiment with multi-sensory cues. Think music, tactility, and smells. I'm sure the retail landscape and shopping behavior will continue to evolve, and the implications on brand building will as well. But clearly, it's about survival of the fittest. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at DeniseLeeYan.com. Take care and thanks again.